This is WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival. One of the most exciting things about listening to music from 500 or 700 years ago is the way you can lose yourself in it, imagining yourself in a completely different time and place. The Boston Early Music Festival is in the business of providing these kinds of immersive experiences for music lovers in a couple of different ways. A week-long festival held every 2 years that brings to Boston the best of the best in the early music world. And an annual season of concerts that explores the wide range of music making that comes under the heading of early music. Tonight, we'll get into two events from the annual concert season. First, an ensemble of viols known as Fretwork, joined by soprano Susie LeBlanc, with music of the 16th and 17th centuries. And then, jumping back even further to the 14th century, the Orlando Consort, with the masterful music and poetry of Guillaume de Machaut. Those performances presented by the Boston Early Music Festival are coming up on WCRB in concert. I'm Chris Voss. We'll hear the Orlando Consort later in tonight's program, but first, Fretwork. It was 30 years ago that three itinerant British viol players, Richard Campbell, Richard Boothby, and William Hunt, came together during a tour of Spain and decided to dive into the music of Elizabethan England. They formed a group called Fretwork. Since then, the personnel have changed. Now it's a 5-member ensemble headed by Richard Boothby, and Fretwork has developed a distinctive sound, performing with a wide variety of vocal ensembles and solo singers. For this 30th anniversary tour, the group is joined by the brilliant Canadian soprano Susie LeBlanc. The music Fretwork performs comes from many different eras, but the roots of this ensemble are in the 16th century. Spanish musicians had started to play their stringed instruments with a bow as early as the mid-1400s, holding them between their knees, somewhat like a cello. And by the beginning of the 1500s, there were all sorts of different sizes of these instruments, called viols. A wealthy English home would have had a chest of viols, and on a cold winter night, families or their servants would gather around to play as a viol consort. If you'd like to see a picture of a viol consort, go to our website, classicalwcrb.org, and just look for In Concert. The beginning of the 1500s was also when Ottaviano Petrucci published his first book of sheet music with movable type. It was a set of songs without texts, but with multiple lines of music, perfect for the ranges of an ensemble of viols. Pretty soon, all across Europe, viol consorts got together to play popular songs of the day. By the end of the 16th century, music for singers and viols was all the rage, and English composers like William Byrd made the most of the trend. Let's hear some music by Byrd now, beginning with My Mind to Me a Kingdom Is, the soprano Susie LeBlanc and Fretwork at First Church in Cambridge in concert on WCRB.
Climbers on its floor. I see that such a
The words of Constant Penelope pining for her beloved Ulysses, set to music by William Byrd. Before that, an instrumental tune called Browning, and the set began with My Mind to Me a Kingdom Is. I heard soprano Susie LeBlanc and the viol consort Fretwork, presented in concert at First Church in Cambridge by the Boston Early Music Festival on WCRB in concert. I'm Chris Voss. In the late 1500s, William Byrd wrote music that was perfect for the viol consort accompanying a singer. A few years later, in 1612, Orlando Gibbons published a set of his own madrigals, titled Apt for Voices or Viols. So these are pieces that work for one voice and for viols, or all voices, or all viols. Here's one of them, What is Our Life? Again, soprano Susie LeBlanc and fretwork in concert.
Grace.
5-part Nomine by Orlando Gibbons, played by Fretwork. And before that, a madrigal by Gibbons, What Is Our Life, sung by Canadian soprano Susie LeBlanc. I'm Chris Voss. You're listening to WCRB In Concert with the Boston Early Music Festival. You can see the WCRB In Concert broadcast schedule at classicalwcrb.org, and that's also where you'll find links to more information about the Boston Early Music Festival. Again, for more info, start at the In Concert page at classicalwcrb.org. John Dowland was a renowned lute player in the 1590s and 1600s, and most of his compositions were for lute, but he combined lute and viols in his Lacrimae, published in 1604. Here again is Fretwork and soprano Susie LeBlanc with music by Dowland in concert on WCRB.
anguish must reveal. She will know, my wound shall know, oh, she will not kneel. Oh, whose heaven,
from a Boston Early Music Festival concert at First Church in Cambridge, Massachusetts, the ensemble Fretwork with soprano Susie LeBlanc and a set of pieces by John Dowland. Lacrimae Tristes, In Darkness Let Me Dwell, and Shall I Strive with Words to Move? I'm Chris Voss. Fretwork has a repertoire that ranges far from its Elizabethan roots, with explorations of many later English composers, of Bach, and of commissions from contemporary composers as well. Later on this WCRB In Concert, I'll introduce you to even earlier music from the Middle Ages by Guillaume de Machaut from a concert by the Orlando Consort. But first, one more beautiful thing from soprano Susie LeBlanc and fretwork, this one from the pen of Henry Purcell, the greatest English composer of the late 1600s, Music for a While, In Concert on WCRB.
Thank you.
Music for a while shall all your cares beguile. Henry Purcell wrote that in 1692 for Oedipus, a play by John Dryden. Hauntingly beautiful in that performance by Susie LeBlanc and fretwork. Presented by the Boston Early Music Festival in concert at First Church in Cambridge. Fretwork is traveling the world this season, celebrating its 30th anniversary with English music for viols and voice from the 16th and 17th century. And thanks to the Boston Early Music Festival, we're able to share this concert with you. If you'd like to hear tonight's performance again, it'll be at our website. Go to classicalwcrb.org, look for In Concert. That's also where you'll find the link to information about the 2017 Boston Early Music Festival, a full week of concerts, workshops, and exhibits covering every aspect of early music. Again, classicalwcrb.org. I'm Chris Voss, and coming up, music from another concert from the Boston Early Music Festival's annual concert series featuring the Orlando Consort. And that's all ahead on WCRB In Concert with the Boston Early Music Festival.